Good morning. As to the weather, what happened? I was telling some of the folks that I'm hoping to go this afternoon to our family cottage, and I think I'm going to have to light a fire, put the heat on, and I'm waiting for summer. I might need those too. It's Father's Day, and I'm hoping everybody's enjoying. If you're a father, I'll share this with you. Coming or driving to Port Colborne, on the radio, they said that they're doing a survey, the top five things that a father wants on Father's Day. I said, if I remember, one is that they get to have some beer today. Two, they get to watch their favorite ball game. Three, they get to be left alone. Four, they can enjoy a nice steak on the barbecue. And the top thing that a father wants is a phone call from their children. So I thought that was interesting. But I do hope everybody enjoys their Father's Day, and if your father's not present, to remember your dad. We are in a summer mode, believe it or not, and during these Sundays of summer, we are using setting 10, and we are receiving communion at the foot of the steps, and we are just using the common cup so that if you wish to do intinction, meaning holding on to the wafer and just dipping it in without putting your fingers in is fine. If you want to use the common cup, fine. If you do not want to use the common cup and just receive a blessing or communion of just receiving the bread, that's fine. However the Spirit leads you, everyone is welcome to receive Holy Communion. I don't think there's anything else. And again, thank you to everybody who attended last Sunday's church picnic. It was a good success. It was nice to see the cooperation from both congregations enjoying the picnic. And also, I'm glad that we had good weather. Today is a celebratory day, a special day in many Christian faith communities. And it is really the only Sunday that is set aside to honor a doctrine. Holy Trinity Sunday is a day the church proclaims and celebrates the mystery of God. Now, nowhere in the Holy Scriptures are heard the words Holy Trinity. But God is seen, God is heard, and God is experienced because of the Holy Trinity. The Holy Scriptures do tell of God the Spirit, God as our heavenly parent, and whom God sent to be one of us in human flesh, Jesus Christ. All three are one and equal. Even though you will still find many faith communities putting more emphasis on the part of the Trinity, which focuses primarily upon Jesus, totally ignoring the Creator, God, or the Spirit. Before the heavens and earth were created by God, the very first thing created was wisdom. And according to the book of Proverbs, wisdom is portrayed as a female. Female. I like that part. Kind of puts us guys down to say that female is the one that provides wisdom. Proverbs describes wisdom as a faithful spouse who cares and nourishes the household. The fool is seen as one who does not listen to the wisdom of God, but rather hears the voice of the world and does not care about humanity. I'm aging myself here, but I started to attend public school way back in the 1950s. It was a time of the Cold War between two superpowers of the world, the United States and the Soviet Union, Russia. Khrushchev, Eisenhower has no power, Diefenbaker is a faker, all those neat things that we did as kids said. It was the beginning of space technology, the race to put a person into outer space. And I remember as a child, growing up in Scarborough, Toronto, Ontario, we would go outside in the evening to see the first satellite cross the sky, launched by the Russians, causing fear in the United States, and it was called the Sputnik. Didn't do much, just circled the Earth. In the early 60s, it had people in fear of a nuclear war that would break out between the United States and Russia. And I remember in grade school, the teacher leading us in a drill to hide under a wooden desk if there suddenly was a nuclear bomb that would go off nearby. Think about it. Hiding under a wooden desk really wouldn't do much to survive a nuclear blast. But we did the drill. Sadly, when the President of the United States, John F. Kennedy, was assassinated, the principal of our school was so upset he announced it and he told all of us to go home. This was in the middle of the day. Times have changed because if that was done today, not everyone will have a mother at home with father at work. You can't do that because you don't know who's going to be at home because both parents are working. With the race to put a man on the moon, the Russians were the first to put a man into outer space. And his first comment about being in outer space was that he saw nothing. It's just total darkness out here as he was floating around in that little tin can. The man was a Russian cosmonaut, an atheist who only believed in the authority of his nation that was run by a powerful communist party. The very first American astronaut who went into outer space, a man who believed in God, and I'm assuming a Christian, saw things differently as he was out there floating around in that tin can in outer space. Being the first American to travel into outer space, he said he saw the wonder and beauty of God's creation, the beautiful stars, the heavens, and the blue earth below. What was it that we heard within our first reading today about the wisdom of God? Ages ago, I was there when God had not yet made the earth and fields or the world's bits of soil. When God established the heavens, I was there. The mysteries and wonders of God and God's love is proclaimed through the Church's proclamation of the Holy Trinity. The wisdom of God leads us to listen and follow whom God sent, Jesus Christ. The wisdom of God helps us to trust and allow God's Holy Spirit to direct our lives into prayer and to love one another. Is it not true? Amen.